American officials say Special Middle East Envoy Anthony Zinni has presented bridging proposals to Israel and the Palestinians to try to win a ceasefire. Both sides are due to respond to the proposal today. The Israeli cabinet also is discussing whether to allow Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat to attend an Arab summit in Beirut that begins on Wednesday. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
With the Arab summit in Beirut just 2 days away, American pressure on Israel and the Palestinian Authority to agree to a ceasefire is building. An American official said progress has been made in General Zinni's last two rounds of talks. Yesterday, Israeli and Palestinian security officials held more than 3 hours of discussions before adjourning without a breakthrough. A ceasefire plan, put forward by CIA Director George Tenet last June, calls on Israel to move its troops back to where they were in September 2000 before the fighting broke out. The Palestinian Authority commits itself to arrest suspected gunmen and confiscate illegal weapons. The problem is that each side says the other should act first. As in Zinni's previous attempts to broker a ceasefire, Israelis and Palestinians blame each other for the impasse. Israeli government spokesman Ranan Gissin says Israel has done whatever it can to make Zinni's trip a success, even ignoring recent suicide bombings.
All this time, we refrained from taking any serious action. We stopped all initiated military activities. So every time he comes, the other side seems, you know, intent on scuttling the mission.
But Palestinian analyst Rassan Khatib says Israeli tanks still surround all Palestinian cities. He describes the mood among Palestinians as grim.
Most of people are not optimistic, and most people expect that sooner or later we're going to get into another round of violence.
Israeli press reports say the army has been advocating more widespread military action if the ceasefire talks fail. Earlier this month, Israeli troops entered Palestinian towns and refugee camps, but withdrew under American pressure. At the same time, the violence continues. Palestinian hospital officials said a 19-year-old was killed today during an Israeli incursion into a Palestinian refugee camp in Gaza. Yesterday, two Jewish settlers were shot and killed in drive-by shootings in the West Bank, and Israeli commandos killed four men they say infiltrated from Jordan. Overnight, Israeli troops shot and killed three Palestinians they say were trying to plant a bomb near a Jewish settlement in Gaza, as well as one man who they said refused orders to stop. Palestinian officials said the man was not armed. The Israeli cabinet meeting is due to discuss whether Arafat can attend the Beirut summit, although Israel Radio reported that a decision will probably not be made until tomorrow. On the agenda of the Arab summit is a Saudi peace plan calling for normalization of Arab ties with Israel in exchange for an Israeli withdrawal from all territory occupied in the 1967 war. Israeli strategic analyst Gerald Steinberg says Sharon is likely to let Arafat go to Beirut as long as there is no large-scale Palestinian attack in the next 24 hours.
Keeping him here focuses all the attention on Arafat, not on a Saudi peace proposal. It makes Arafat look more like a victim. It provides more incentives for more terrorist attacks against Israel. Those are all negatives. So letting him go, if things are quiet, may in fact be seen as part of Israeli cooperation, looking for some sort of way out of this mess, maybe part of a broader process.
When Vice President Dick Cheney visited the Middle East last week, he considered a meeting with Yasser Arafat, but he said the Palestinian leader had to show a genuine effort to stop the violence. Yesterday, Cheney said there won't be a meeting before the Arab summit, but he left open the possibility that it could still happen afterwards. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.